Now I'm coming to you.
A deal is questioned.
She never gave you any money.
No, she did not.
The evidence is challenged.
Did you write this?
No, I did not.
Really?
No.
And the allegations are ugly.
He came up and just started punching me through the window.
She may be afraid of you, sir. I, on the other hand, am not afraid of you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Crystal Westmoreland is suing Robert Manor and his wife Christina Manor for the return of a vehicle they repossessed and for an assault.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 190 on the calendar, matter of Westmoreland versus Manor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Price has been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Miss Westmoreland, according to your complaint, Mrs. Manor sold you a car.
Yes, ma'am.
That, according to you, you have fully paid for, and they took it back.
Correct.
And in addition, that Mr. Manor, at some point, assaulted you when
yes.
you went to get back the car. Mr. and Mrs. Manor say that you never paid for the car, and that Mr. Manor never assaulted you. They have a counterclaim because he says you have defamed him to friends and potential clients as a result of this incident. So, Mrs. Manor, at the time that you had discussed with Miss Westmoreland, which is clear you had discussed with her, the sale of your car, were you and your husband together?
No.
How long had you been separated?
A couple months.
And where were you living? Were you living in the family home?
No, I was in Arizona at my sister's.
And where was he?
In Sacramento.
At the family home?
Yes.
So you left him?
Yes.
Was this the first time you had left him?
No.
Was there any incident when you left him?
No.
You just left?
I just left.
And when you left, what kind of a car did you have?
Well, I had my car, but I couldn't take it with me because I couldn't drive a U-Haul and it.
So you left the car at Miss Westmoreland's? Just don't
yes.
think about where the answer
yes.
is going to
yes.
take you. Just tell me the truth. If you tell the truth, you don't need a good memory. Do you understand?
Yes.
Did you leave the car with Miss Westmoreland?
Yes.
And I want you to tell me, according to you, the conversation you had about the car with Miss Westmoreland.
I was
going to think about
it. I was going to keep it at my other girlfriend's where it was parked once I got the U-Haul. And she said, why don't you bring it over here? And you can keep it here. It'll be locked up. No one will bother it. And it'll be safe until you come back and get it. And I said, okay. And my other girlfriend drove it over there and gave her a key.
And
I went to Arizona.
And
then she sent me some money that she owed me, and then I heard that she was driving the car, and so was her
Miss
son.
Manor, that's not your answer. I want to tell you something. You have to be consistent.
I
want to hear about the sale of the car.
And so we talked on the phone, and she wanted to buy my car.
And
I said, okay, for $4,500, you can buy my car.
Fine.
And so she sent me $1,200, which I didn't think was towards the car.
What did you think it was towards?
Money that she owed me.
Tell me about the money that she owed you.
She had owed me money for getting her ring out of Hawk.
When?
Numerous times.
I don't believe you.
I don't have the date.
I don't believe you.
Well,
I don't
it's
believe
true.
You. I
it's
don't.
It's very true.
Well, show me some proof.
I don't have the papers.
Well, you didn't think you were coming to the beach today.
No, I have paperwork for other things. I don't
no,
have it for that.
I only want the paperwork for money that you say she owed you prior to sending you $1,200. I want to see any proof of that.
Okay.
Show me.
I don't have proof of that.
Well, then it doesn't exist. So she sent you $1,200.
Yes.
Now, you claim, Miss Westmoreland, that she agreed to sell you the car for how much?
$2,000.
$2,000, not $4,500.
That's right.
Now, Officer Byrd, would you please take a look at our trusty Kelly Blue Book and tell me, in reasonable condition, what a 2000 Chrysler 300 sold for this year?
$3,075.
Well, Ms. Manor, there again, I don't believe you. Why would she pay you a $1,500 premium on a car that sells for $3,000? Why would she agree to pay you, her friend, $4,500?
I didn't want to sell my car.
Something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. If you didn't want to sell your car, then you say, you know, she may be afraid of you, sir. I, on the other hand, am not afraid of you. Do we understand each other?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very good. If you don't want to sell your car, watch my lips. I don't want to sell my car. Friend, to whom you've loaned $1,200 to get things out of pawn and for all other things, you say, hon, I really don't want to sell my car. I need my car. I don't want to sell my car. You don't say, I'll sell my car for $4,500, and she doesn't agree to pay $1,500 premium for your car. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, if she's your friend, you may want to sell her your car for $2,000. That's possible. Kelly Blue Book says $3,000. Maybe she got a good deal. She'll give you $2,000. That's understandable. But a premium for your car, unless there's something about your car that's really special, unless it sings and drives itself, there's no reason for your friend to pay you a premium for your car. Now I'm coming to you. See what I did to her?
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing.
Okay.
Now, when you finally found out where the car was, because you didn't know where she had ditched the car, is that a fair statement?
Oh, no, I knew where the car was.
Did you?
Hmm?
For 2 months?
Maybe not for 2 months, but
well,
I did find out.
When did you find out where the car was?
Somewhere in April.
April of 2011.
Yes.
And when had she brought the car to you? February is what you say.
February, yes, it was February.
Okay, maybe it was March.
Maybe. So you found out where it was, Mr. Manor, mm-hmm. and when you found out where it was, mm-hmm. what did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Did you go and get the car?
No, I did not.
How did you get back the car?
I never got back the car.
Where is the car now?
I have the car.
How did you get it back?
I went and got it.
From whom?
From where it was parked.
Did you ever, Mr. Manor, have any contact with Miss Westmoreland about the car?
Only time I had...
Did you ever have any contact with Miss Westmoreland about the car? That's
yes.
Either a yes or a no.
Yes, when she came to my house. Okay.
So, Miss Westmoreland came to your house.
Mm-hmm.
When?
It was in April.
April 2011.
Yes.
And tell me about the day she came to your house.
Okay, she came to my house. I was having a yard sale at the time. I talked to her previously. I told her I would come over, talk to her.
You told her you would come over and talk to her about what?
About the car, because I had no idea that the car was taken back.
Was taken back where?
From her. Until she had called me. She told me that the car had been taken back. I had no knowledge. I did not take the car.
Okay. Now, before the car had been taken back,
mm-hmm.
did you have any contact with Miss Westmoreland?
No, I did not.
She never gave you any money?
No, she did not.
Okay. Miss Westmoreland, right now, she's got $1,200 of your money, and you have no car.
Right.
You claim in your complaint that at some point, Mr. Manor took $800 from you and gave you a receipt.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see that.
He signed her name to it because I went and got the 800.
I signed her name.
Yes, you did.
Bird, would you give a piece of paper and a pen to Mr. Manor?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to write the following words, Mr. Manor. Chrysler 300. Quickly. You don't have to think about how to spell it. You know how to spell it. And I want you to write your wife's name, Christine Manor. Then I want you to write the word, quickly, sold. Then I want you to write the word, quickly, sum, S-U-M. Now I want you to sign your name, like you sign it on a check. See how fast you wrote your name?
Yeah.
Now I want you to rewrite what I told you to rewrite before. Now, we're going to start again. Write the word Chrysler 300 at the same speed that you wrote your name. Chrysler 300. No, that's not the same speed that you wrote your name. Chrysler 300.
A little bit different.
Chrysler 300. You know how to spell it. Same speed as you wrote your name.
You want it in cursive or in printing?
Cursive.
Oh, okay.
Cursive, sir. If I want print, I would ask my three-year-old. Now I want you to write the word some three times, just as fast as you wrote your name. Now I want you to write the word sold, S-O-L-D, cursive, just as fast as you wrote your name. Now I want you to write your wife's name. Now I'll take it back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So why didn't you return the $1,200 to her? Don't take a deep breath and try to think of an answer.
She told me if I sent her that money, she wouldn't even open it. She would send it right back to me.
Send it right back to you? Something wrong with you.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Crystal Westmoreland claims Robert Manor and his wife Christina Manor illegally repossessed her vehicle. Robert is countersuing for defamation of character.
Now you could show this to him. Now I'll take it back.
She would not give me no money. She would never give me money.
Did you write this?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Your Honor, this lady would never give me any money.
I'm not talking to you about money.
Okay.
I asked you whether you wrote this, is my question. Not that she gave you any money.
No, I never signed.
Just a second.
I never signed my wife's name.
Oh, just a second. Well, you did on this.
Okay.
You did on this. So what I'm asking you is not that she gave you any money, sir. You. Your wife she gave money to.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking you whether you wrote this.
No, I did not. I didn't.
Not sure.
Where did I?
Close, but I'm not sure. And I'm not a handwriting expert, so I can't do that. But it's real close, Mr. Manor. Okay, you have any proof that you gave him an additional $800?
Ma'am, I have.
The answer is either yes or no. Good. Tell me what proof it is.
I went over to a friend of mine and asked him, could I borrow the $800 because...
That's hearsay, madam. That's not proof.
I had him sign something and notarize it.
I don't care whether he signed and notarized it, because I don't take signed and notarized.
He knows that I've given $800.
Just a second. Did you send her $1,200 by check?
I sent it to her in a money order.
You sent her a money order,
yes,
Ms.
and I should have got a money order.
Listen
to
me. You sent her a money order.
Yes, ma'am.
You could have given him a money order.
Yeah.
Now, you took the car back after she had given you $1,200. Makes you think you can do that?
Well, she was driving it, and her son was driving it, and he doesn't have a driver's license. The car's in my name.
Absolutely.
The insurance is in my name. If it got impounded...
You're absolutely correct. So why didn't you return the $1,200 to her? Don't take a deep breath and try to think of an answer.
She told me if I sent her that money, she wouldn't even open it. She would send it right back to me. She said, you're burnt, is exactly what she said to me.
Just a second. She told you if you sent her that money, she would send it right back to you? Something wrong with you. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,200. Now, let's deal with your counterclaim, sir. I have 3 minutes and I have other important work to do. I would like you to show me what you have that would suggest to me that I'm going to award you thousands of dollars for defamation of character.
Okay, for one, I never stole the car from her.
Listen to me carefully.
Okay, here's
your wife has $1,200 of her money.
Okay.
And she didn't get anything for it.
Okay, and if you went and financed a car and you had $1,200 and you didn't pay any more, would they come and take the car back, Your Honor?
Listen to me very carefully, sir. I don't answer your questions. I give you a judgment.
Okay,
now, your wife lies. She lied about selling the car for $4,500. That was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The blue book value of the car is, put your finger down, was substantially less. No moron would pay a premium on a car that she could go and buy off a used car lot for less. to a friend. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Now we're on your counterclaim. Mm-hmm. Get to it fast.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm interested in Beat Me Up. When did that happen?
April 17th.
Tell me about it.
When I went over to his house, when I pulled in the driveway, he came up and just started punching me through the window.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Crystal Westmoreland is accusing Robert Manor and his wife Christina Manor of illegal repossession of her vehicle. She also claims Robert assaulted her.
Listen to me very carefully.
Listen, here's the document.
I'm listening to your counterclaim.
Okay.
You had three minutes, now you have two.
Okay, she posted some stuff on Facebook about me still in her car.
Just a second. Now I'd like to take a look at what she wrote about you taking the car back. Now, your wife did, in fact, take the car back.
Yes.
Good.
But the dates are way off. And she reported it stolen after the fact.
Okay. Crystal Westmoreland, Bobby Manor, stole is S-T-O-L-E, my car and beat me up. Did you say that?
To my daughter.
To your daughter?
Yes,
what
ma'am.
Do you mean to your daughter?
Yes.
So this was...
I was out of town and I told her their car was stolen and the second...
Was this sent to anyone else other than...
No, it was to my daughter.
Everyone.
Okay, so I'm asking you a question. They stole your car, right? Well, in your mind, that's an accurate description. She took the car back after you had sent her $1,200. So I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in beat me up. Now, when did that happen?
When did he beat me up, or when did I send that to
my daughter? No, when do you allege that he beat you up?
He beat me up on, what day?
The date.
I have all the medical reports, pictures, everything.
I can't see the date. Tell me when.
When was it, Sharla? Stay down here. What day did you beat me up, Bobby?
Let's see. April 17th.
Huh?
April 17th.
April 17th.
Tell me about it.
That's when he was talking about how I went over to his home to talk about...
You went over to his house.
Yes. He was going to make everything right to me. And when I went over to his house, when I pulled in the driveway, she pulled in the driveway, he came up and just started punching me through the window.
What did you go to his house for?
Well, because he asked me to come over, or he would come to my house first, and if he couldn't make it for me to come over there, he didn't take the car, his wife took the car, and that he was straightening out the paperwork for me.
I know she took the car.
He wanted to straighten out that bill of sale thing that he wrote his wife's name on.
Listen to me.
Yes.
I just asked you, I'm in the process, Miss Westmoreland, of trying to figure out whether or not there was ever an altercation between you and Mr. Manor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Close count. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Mr. Manor, you did say to me earlier in this case that Miss Westmoreland came to your house when you were having a yard sale.
Yes.
Okay, was that an expected visit?
No, it was not.
Okay, so I'd like you to tell me what happened when she came to your house and who she came with.
Okay, she came to my house.
Who was she with?
She was with Sharla, her friend.
This
right
lady?
There. Yes, uh-huh.
Who was and driving?
Was driving, yes.
Who was driving?
Oh, Sharla, yes.
This lady was driving?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
And what happened when she got there?
She came in, and it kind of surprised me at the time, and I went over, and then she, Pick, or Crystal, spit on me, started cursing, I mean, yelling, all kinds of stuff.
And what happened?
And then they peeled out and left.
And that was it. So she spit at you?
Yes.
Cursed at you?
Yes.
And you did nothing?
No.
You just let her spit at you and curse at you, and then she left?
She was like, she's throwing rocks at me, all kinds of stuff.
I just want to know what you did.
I didn't do nothing. I reached to, like, block the stuff after she spit, but my son was right there at the time.
All right, fine. Your counterclaim's dismissed. You owe $1,200. That's all. Come on.
Well, he's excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He just pulled up.
He comes striding across the yard.
Oh, that I beat her up and stole her car.
And I knew he was mad, but you could tell by the look on his face.
I've had people call me from all over threatening me.
And he says, who told you could come to my house, you know?
I never had anything to do with the car.
And then he just started punching her through my window. It was open down about, you know, like to there.
This lady's done this many times to other people.
I did call the police.
I really don't even care.
They couldn't arrest her as a misdemeanor.
We aren't friends anymore.
Oh, they're not my friends. Never again in life.